John LaFleur joins us from Jackson Speedway. Four big races this weekend at MIS. John, did you ever dream be running races out there with an empty track?
No, never did. Especially when we were running it, you sure didn't want it empty. But you never have seen four different races on one weekend either. So it's definitely going to be a strange weekend with no traffic going by here at the Jackson Speedway going out to MIS. So it's another first.
Yeah, you informed us earlier this week that at the Indy 500 there will be no fans this year.
Yeah, it was kind of ironic. I was actually driving down. I was halfway to Indy to pick up my credentials and suite tickets for the race in a couple of weeks. And team member of a race team called me about 10 after 12 and said at 12:30 they're going to announce no fans. And that was kind of another shock. Again, another first to think that it's going to be an Indy 500 with no fans and practice and qualifying with no fans. And it's just, amazing things that we're living through. And it's just, again, it's tough on Brooklyn, Michigan, and Jackson, and not having, 50, 60,000 people in town this weekend. And at Indy, they were expecting about 175,000 people. And, all the little businesses and big businesses, there's restaurants, hotel rooms, nothing's going to happen in either city, here or there.
Yeah. Were they planning on 175, John, or were they going to try to, cut down on that, or?
Well, they were started at 50%, which would be about 175. Then they went down to 25%, which would be around 75,000 or 80.
Mm-hmm.
And, they even took about 30% of the tickets away from us, the suite holders, which, was fine. And, it would have been strange looking, 25% full, but it's really going to be strange when there's no one there. And very limited crew people. They've cut back even on who can be in the pits in the garage area, too. So it's, and I just read this morning that, Indiana had the biggest amount of COVID-19 cases yesterday. So it's, it's the right thing to do for sure, and the right thing with MIS to do for sure.
So but, even the suite holders can't sneak in?
No, they got they knew we would try, so they put up a big fence with a big gate, so it's going to be locked. I had a meeting with them anyway, and they said, don't even try. So I don't think I could scale a 10-foot fence anymore. So we're planning on having an Indy party. We just don't know if we want to have it in Indy or up here at the racetrack here. So it'll be just different to watch on TV and not be there.
You guys, still on hold out at the Speedway?
Yeah, we're still basically, we've kind of committed that we're going to stay shut down for the rest of the summer. So all I do now is cut grass and fix things. So it's, and we're not real good at fixing things either, by the way.
So but, are you planning on anything in the fall, or are you really looking ahead to next year?
Well, a lot of the racers, of course,
it's hard to plan, I guess, isn't it, John?
Yeah, we're trying to plan that we could have maybe one in the fall if things get better,
mm-hmm.
A couple weekends, even if we race both on Saturday and Sunday and just, have a big party and everyone get together and have some fun because, we've kept the track up and it looks good and within a day we could be ready to race. So if things get better and the governor lets us have more than 100 people, we'll try to have some fun for sure.
Because there, football looks, I guess, dubious right now.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's I guess another college team, canceled their season yesterday, and everything we get from U of M and everything you read online from the NCAA, I guess they're letting each division decide whether they want to play or not,
mm-hmm.
Or each conference. And you know, yeah, it doesn't look good. I mean, I hate to say that, but it's, you know, and if that happens, we are, you know, there's a group of us that go to the Michigan games and tailgate together. I said, well, we'll just all come here to the racetrack because we got a party room and big TVs, and we'll just drive our motor homes and tailgate right here. So, you know, at least we all want to still get together and
sure,
as if we were going to a game, and it's a good group of people. So, you know, it's just tough. I'm worried about high school sports, you know. I mean, it's just these poor kids that are, you know, seniors especially, you know, that maybe can't play their senior year.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be terrible, terrible thing.
Yeah. So I can report that Penske is building a fence to keep you out?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah, and he was there Tuesday and Wednesday, of course, and his wife Kathy. And, in fact, Tuesday, the day they had to announce no spectators, was their 57th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
And they got married the same year we purchased MIS in 73. And so I got laughing about it. We've been friends for a long time. And you know, it's going to be, I think it's going to be a tremendous race on TV. I think MIS is going to have tremendous races this weekend, too. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I would encourage everybody to watch TV because there's going to be some good racing. And it's a big place. Both are big places to be empty, that's for sure.
Yeah. John, thanks for stopping by. Stay safe.
Hey, you too. Have
Take
a nice
care.
Weekend.
John LaFleur from the Jackson Speedway.